USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's negotiators have been working with Congress after talks with lawmakers over a massive COVID-19 bill collapsed again. President Trump says things are finally coming together.
Could be by the end of the week. They're being drawn by the lawyers right now. They work very nicely. It would be nice to be able to do it with the Democrats.
He says he has executive orders ready to go to address evictions and unemployment insurance, as well as student loans. Democratic leaders say executive orders are insufficient in meeting the needs of the pandemic. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It doesn't cover opening of schools. It doesn't cover testing. It doesn't cover dealing with rental assistance. It doesn't cover elections. It doesn't cover so many things. There's a long list. I could go on and on and on.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Crews have recovered the remains of 7 Marines and 1 sailor who died more than a week ago when their amphibious assault vehicle sank off the coast of California. The 15th Marine Expedition Unit said late on Friday that bodies would be transported to the Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. At that point, they'll be released to their families. 16 service members were on board the vessel when it sank July 30th near the coast of San Clemente Island. The body of Lance Corporal Guillermo Perez was immediately recovered. 7 other people survived. Officials discovered the sunken AAV and the bodies during a search on Tuesday. The Marines were investigating the cause of the sinking. Some residents in North Carolina were jolted with an earthquake. It's the largest earthquake to hit the area since 1916. The U.S. Geological Survey reported the magnitude 5.1 quake struck at 8 in the morning. The epicenter was located near the border of North Carolina and Virginia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The FDA is blaming red onions from a company in California for an outbreak of salmonella that sickened nearly 400 people. The agency said the infections in 31 states have been traced to Thompson International in Bakersfield, California. The company is recalling all of their onions, red, white, yellow, and sweet. The FDA said that if consumers, retailers, or restaurants are unable to tell if their onions are from Thompson International, they should throw the produce out. The Public Health Agency of Canada is also investigating a salmonella outbreak that has a similar genetic fingerprint to the one in the U.S. Political correctness has NASA changing the name of stars. And USA's John Hunt has more.
In these days of political correctness, NASA is joining the ever-growing list of organizations and companies re-examining its naming system, removing names that are insensitive and harmful from its vocabulary. Aunt Jemima, the Chicks, Lady A, Mrs. Butterworth, and the Washington football team, and now celestial objects are undergoing a rebrand. Eskimo Nebula and the Siamese Twins Galaxies are just 2 examples of nicknames that will be retired, according to the space agency. Many indigenous people consider Eskimo as a derogatory term because of non-native colonizers using it to mean eater of raw meat, meaning barbarism. In June, Dreyer's Ice Cream dropped the name Eskimo Pie after nearly 100 years.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.